Wisdom. You do not have to understand. You do not have to see it is wisdom that is handed to you when your mother is lost, moving closer to her own center instead of seeing that you need her. When you come out of the hospital in a braced body, when the man you love tells you that you are too young and you should just live your life. You do not have to know it is wisdom. She takes so many different shapes, you could not recognize her. A dead father, a needle, a walk in the Golden Gate Park, a book in a foreign language, too many parties, a narcissistic teacher. You only have to keep living, remember what happened, and let your experience stay inside of you, safe and warm. Tell me about grief, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, you weep and you smile. Meanwhile, the snakes wake up in the spring and lay their soft bodies on the stone wall facing south. Meanwhile, children are born, illuminating the darkness of the sky and giggling at the dining table while the white dog sleeps on the doorstep. Meanwhile, the old Titan holds the skies, so the dance of the stars is not interrupted. Some things are more important than we will ever know. Wisdom is handed to you in disguise when you don't expect her. Sometimes she comes silently. Sometimes she approaches with such a ruckus that you cannot believe it's her. Whoever you are, no matter how blind or insightful, you will miss her entry most of the time. It does not matter if you are still drinking after 15 surgeries or leaving your country for the man you love. It does not matter if you are writing poetry about the geese that fly above your head a few minutes after a phone call from your oncologist, or if you just turned 13 and have dreams too big for this world. Wisdom is what works, said Clarissa Pinkola Estes. Wisdom is what works.